Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Well, happy new year and happy Monday morning from the No Name Podcast. This is Jeremy.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin and...
It's your boy Trey back from everything.
I told Trey, I said, if you don't show up tonight, you're not going to like the episode that we put out because it is going to be a how much you love Elon episode.
I would have found a way to get that ban off the internet.
I just want to say my kids stuck up for you because they were like, you and Dustin are mean to Trey about Elon.
I'm like, wow. There we go. They know.
I'm like,
they
we're know. Just having fun. Yeah, yeah. Come on now.
Good old Elon.
Hey, so Elon, saint.
Oh Jesus.
I'm just kidding.
I know you are. You know I know that you know that you don't believe that.
So what are you up to, man?
I feel good to be back. Nasally, so shout out to all my people who struggle with sinuses and allergies, and you know, I heard your wife had some issues. It's just that season. I'm not gonna lie, I love Vegas. So you know, if I do have to move somewhere between Arizona and Vegas, Nevada may be my two options. And yeah, it just feels good to be back. I was on, you know, I had to go out of town, so I had to spend some time with the family. It was right before Christmas. Had to do a lot of Christmas shopping. I was telling Jeremy they put the little thing on me last minute. And I had to run to Walmart, sit inside the line. That was a thing. I was like, oh, this is torture. But then, you know, when it got back, expected to come out here with you guys and got, shout out to the grandkids for getting me sick. I don't know if it was between the flight and grandkids. I'm gonna say it was a mixture of both.
Yeah. Well, we talked about, you probably haven't heard it yet, but you know about how you just all of a sudden go to super spreader events now.
I did hear that. And I did. You know what? See, this is why I don't, because I was arguing with y'all, you know, in the car. I'm like, no, it was not a super spreader event that I went to. Matter of fact, you will be crazy.
Is an airport super spreader?
Yes.
Is an airplane super spreader?
Yes.
How is it not a super spreader event?
Is it going to be more packed because it's in Vegas? Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. So let me put y'all on game. First of all, yes, the airport was crazy. I'm not even lying. I've never seen an airport like that. I tell my wife, I said, I would never want to travel. I have anxiety when I have a rush of people. But then, you know, I remember that I used to be a frequent flyer, so I did have some stuff like TSA PreCheck. I had this thing called, shout out to Delta. They had this thing called Digital Assist, so you can skip the line. Nice. You already kind of checked in with them. So that was cool. The plane.
You hear this? They're cutters.
Well, I'm sorry for being privileged here.
Oh.
See that?
You
work?
See here he is exercising his privilege.
which is my money privilege. My money privilege.
It's all about the money. Who knew?
The plane right there, it was phenomenal, by the way. It was like, it was packed. It was a regular plane. So got off, had a great time. Now watch this. I got there. Me and my brother-in-law are not like, we're not like trapped. We're like, we are homebodies. So we find this restaurant these two restaurants I want to try. We eat there. It's pretty good. And then we just come to the room and relax. He does his thing. I go to sleep. He does his thing. And we have a good time. All right. He has to leave. Check this. he has my nephew is playing in a championship game that got televised. He plays for Florida State. They was undefeated and they was playing in a national championship game that was on ESPN. So I was watching on ESPN.
Oh, wow.
But he flew there. So I was in Vegas a day by myself and I went to the Raiders shop, did a little shopping.
I see that.
This is Christmas. This is Christmas.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
But, you know, I whip out the Raiders gear for church. You know what I mean? And then I went back to the room, got me some hot chicken from this restaurant that was in the hotel, and I went to sleep. I didn't wake up. It was so peaceful and quiet. Shout out to the women in my life. But I just had the TV on. I ordered room service, had cookies and ice cream, and went back to sleep.
That sounds phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh. It was so quiet. It was so peaceful. I didn't get out of bed like for 8 hours. And then the next day we had the Raiders game, which is phenomenal. But then here's where it got weird for me. I didn't share it all with this, but I'll share with everybody. I'm coming back. He's going back to Dallas. That's where the family is. They live here, but that's where their family was. And I get on the plane. I'm like, it's like, it's not a lot of people on my plane. So I'm like, okay, cool. This is about to be great.
Stretch out.
Oh, yeah, I did. But the stewardess freaked me out. It's this thing where if they don't have enough people on a plane and enough weight, they have to give you a sign. They reassign you seats to keep the plane balanced.
Oh, no.
What?
And so luckily, I was in a row by myself. It was a baby, a family and their baby behind me, which I don't think they were supposed to sit there. They moved them there, which kind of ticked me off because the baby cried the whole flight. But I was scared because I've never heard some women say, yeah, we just got to make sure we control the plane because the weight is off. I forget what it's called now. But some kind of
weight distribution.
Yeah. But it got a word for it. Because she said, I'm like, what is that? So I'm looking like, she's like, we got to make sure this happens because we know we don't have enough people on the plane. It is a huge plane. It is not. It's probably 30 folks on this plane. It's like COVID. Okay.
Wow.
And I'm like, cool, I got this role. But then when she said that, I couldn't enjoy the plane. Because I'm praying like, God, please let this plane. Because they said that what the thing is, I forget what it's called. Somebody's going to hear this and know. That the pilot, if we don't have enough weight on the plane, which I never knew this, he can't control the plane.
Yeah, you get a lot more turbulence feel.
Turbulence, yeah. And he can't control what direction it goes in.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it can't control the up and down of the plane because of the wind, because it's not enough weight.
Yeah.
I said, wait, what? So then I stayed up and watched a whole
lot. If I had been on there, you would have been in good shape.
You know what, Jeremy? You make a lot of fat jokes. I would have been the more confident in the
like, exactly.
Okay, we got more weight. I don't even think I've seen a bigger person on any plane.
Oh, see, that's problem. There's no fat people in Vegas.
I can't.
Golly.
I can't really contribute to this. I've never been on a plane. I've never flown anywhere.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
I swear. Never been on a plane, man.
What have you? Stop.
No, I'm dead serious. Never been on a plane. Never traveled.
Do you have a passport?
No.
Okay. Are you planning to get one?
I don't know. I don't really know what I would need a passport.
How do we make this happen?
I
have my birth certificate. So
you do?
I do. So why do I need a passport if I have a birth certificate?
Well, if you're flying out of country, you have to have a passport.
You're not going on a cruise the rest of your life.
Well, there we go. Yeah, I'll have to get a passport.
Cruising is still where it's at, though, just for the record.
Cruising is great.
Well, I'm going to have to because I do want to eventually go to Ireland, so I'm going to have to get a passport.
You have to have a passport.
Well,
Norway.
And you have never, Jeremy, have you been to an all-inclusive?
Oh, yeah.
You're missing out on life.
I mean, an all-inclusive is pretty much like being on a cruise ship. It's everything you need, as much of it as you want, because you've already paid for it.
So American.
American. Well, my excuse for not ever flying when I was a kid, because I grew up poor. We didn't go
Fair.
Anywhere. But I don't really have one since I've gotten older and grown up.
I didn't get on my first plane when I was 18. And after that, I was hooked.
Yeah.
Like, wait, I can get here and here faster?
Say, you want to know
why either. I'm a little scared to get on a plane.
Don't be.
I'm like, oh, man, it's kind of scary.
I got to be honest. Do you want to hear how much times have changed? I flew to California with a layover in Dallas when I was 12.
Wow.
Maybe 11. 11 or 12.
Uh-huh.
By myself.
No parent thingy?
Nope, by myself. I was going to visit one of my aunts that lived in California. So my mom put me on the plane here. I did a layover in Dallas by myself.
Yeah, that part, wow.
And got on a plane. So they didn't do it as an escorted manner, what do they call it? Provision, whatever they call it.
If they had that back then, we weren't signed up for it. But I don't even know that they had it back then.
Well, what year was that? Can you remember? Okay, I got to ask this question. Before 2001 or after 2001?
Before.
That's why. It was no rules.
Or no, maybe. Yeah, I think it was before. Yeah.
Let me see. Because I was in 2000, 9/11. You know what I'm talking about, 9/11.
Yeah, I think I went in the year 2000. Maybe it was 1999, 2000.
Oh, yeah. You went in the golden age.
Yeah. I mean, flying back then was so much better.
Smoking on a plane still.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I loved it.
Heck yeah, man, for rest.
But that's how I could not imagine sending my 12-year-old.
Hey, man.
Not in this world.
That was the golden age, because for wrestling fans, that's what we call the attitude era.
That era got me in school suspension so much. Hit, hit, hit.
Yeah, me too.
Boy, in school, they put a ban in my school for doing it. I could not stop. I was addicted. Yeah. I got thrown out of basketball games. Yeah. I got put on punishment. Didn't matter. You're getting a DX, buddy. You're getting it. Couldn't stop it. Greatest thing on television in the early 2000s.
Oh my gosh. Well, Trey, I want to say it's great to have you back.
It was good, man.
About time.
Yeah.
I want to say you were this close to a You Love Elon episode. Yep. So, I mean, it was
Don't worry. I would have did my own podcast and tagged y'all in it.
Just for the record, people, Trey showed up an hour late tonight and I was like, this close.
Wait.
I said, at least you show up.
Tell the people I showed up. I had a gift.
He did bring sandwiches. He did.
He did bring dinner, yes.
Come on.
But I will say, if you hadn't,
I was showing up.
This would have been such a different episode.
I'm gonna be honest. I was so the AT&T people came, so I'm on fiber. I should have asked you.
Yeah, I got fiber.
Okay, good. So fiber's great, right?
Oh, love it.
Okay, good. So I switched from Comcast to fiber because I kept lagging when I play video games and doing stuff. So they said 2 o'clock. They came at 3. That's fair. 3, to 2 or 4, and then they have been at my house. And then end up getting new phones too. So,
oh wow!
It was like, yeah, I can save
what
you.
What speed did you go with?
1 gig.
Oh, okay.
Because do I need more?
I was gonna say, that's the misconception about fiber. So when I had Comcast, I had 1.2 gig here.
Yeah,
that's my up speed. My down speed, or sorry, my up speed. Or uh-huh. No, my down speed. My up speed was like 20 meg. When you have fiber, you're getting that much up and down.
Oh wow!
So when you're gaming, you're using more up speed than down speed. So you were probably getting 20 meg because that's the normal for cable of up speed. So this whole house, I run off a 300 up and down, which is half the price of a gig on AT&T. So just FYI.
So you have a gig?
No, I have 300 meg here. That's what I run this whole house on.
Wait. So I have more than you right now.
You have 3 times as much, which is great.
And they kept telling me that. I was like, no way. Okay, I feel good.
But that's the misconception about fiber, because your fiber speed is up and down the same. And a lot of people don't understand. Your down speed does matter when you're downloading files.
Yeah.
Everything else that you're doing, you need the up speed.
Absolutely.
Like all your cameras, switches, all that stuff is all up speed. So you're choking.
And this house has ran off 300 megs.
300 meg up and down. But when I had Comcast, I had to do 1.2 gig and it still sucked.
Comcast is...
So
I don't even know why I got this. I'm the dumb one of us three because I don't have any clue as what
we're talking Chinese.
I'm like, I don't know what any of it means. I don't even know what our internet, what my speed
are you
is.
Doing a lot of stuff on the internet?
No, I just watch TV.
You're good.
I play my game. Right. That's it.
You're playing a game on your phone or on your TV?
On PlayStation.
Wait, you have a PlayStation? PlayStation 5?
Yeah.
Why did I know this?
No problem.
I thought you had Xbox.
I do, but we can play. They have game called Crossplay. We can play games together.
NCAA?
Huh?
Is NCAA on there?
I don't play it. I play Madden.
I don't have the new Madden, but I got last year's Madden.
Yeah, we can play.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? Look at that. Look at that.
AT&T, bringing unity
together.
next episode, he'll be talking to y'all about how bad I beat him.
Oh, now you're talking. Now I'm about... Okay. See, now I'm ready to end the episode. Let's just go to Dustin's house for an hour.
But it's going to be like, I bet you to be the same score as the Fighting Irish.
Oh, jeez.
I thought you were going to say Tennessee game, but
nobody wants to talk about that, do they? No.
Hey, that was a much harder game.
That was a harder game.
It was a harder game.
Apparently, we see what Ohio State doing. Right?
It was a harder game.
Oh, man. So what you got for us this week, Jeremy?
So I was thinking that for now we're going to chat about the terrorist attack is what it's being called.
Mm.
I guess in, isn't that what they're calling it?
Yeah, they said straight up.
Yeah, terrorist attack. Now, are they calling the one that was in Los Angeles, or not in Los Angeles, in Las Vegas? Are they calling that a terrorist attack too?
No, and that's why I have issue.
What happened in Vegas?
So in Vegas, they, you know what happened in New Orleans, I assume. Yes. Okay, so in Vegas, they had this dude drove up in a cyber truck that he had rented.
Okay.
And exploded it right in front of
Trump
Tower.
Yeah.
The irony was he was in Elon Musk's cyber truck. Yeah. And he blew the truck up in front of
Trump Tower.
Trump Tower.
Yeah.
Now, I will say another piece of irony here, Trey, is why were they saying that it wasn't that bad? He was the only one that died?
Because at first they said person died, but I think it was counting him.
He was the one that died.
Yeah. So
nobody else died. And there were some injuries.
So that's not categorized as a terrorist attack because of that.
I don't see that's why I get confused with semantics here. Why isn't it?
Yeah, it should be a terrorist attack.
That's because somebody died?
Yeah.
I mean, it was still an attack.
Right.
Whether it was successful or not. But Trey, can you tell me why it was not successful officially? I really want to hear you say it more than anybody.
Wait, did the attack wasn't successful?
Yes, yes.
In like in theory or just like in my purview?
Just tell me why it wasn't like.
I'm not saying it.
You want to say? Come on, you could say it.
I probably can say it. I don't want to say it.
I want you to say it.
He wasn't.
No, I don't know, but I will tell you, you're not giving me what I'm looking for here.
Give me a hint to what you're pointing to.
The reason is the build of the vehicle.
Oh yeah,
he
the
was
fire.
In.
They did say that. They said that because of. I saw that and I'm like, see, trash. I ain't gonna lie. When I heard that, I was like, good job, Elon. Trash. But
wait. Thank you, Elon, for building such an incredible vehicle that you saved people's lives.
He didn't build anything.
I mean, he
has never put his hand. He has never put his hand on a vehicle to build it.
You are fake news.
Jeremy just dang? Why would you do that to yourself? You know Elon didn't build anything.
Credit to Elon's
steel frame. All right. They said the car was able to contain most of the blast.
Yeah, which is crazy. I guess I think it's because it's stainless steel or something.
That's what I was thinking.
I've been arguing for the longest time that they should make military vehicles out of those.
Yeah,
they would make great.
What cars used to be made out of steel.
Yeah.
I'm not really. This is my thing. When we're looking at it. Shout out to Elon. He does probably potentially in a wayward way save lives. But
I want to save that little record. Okay, cool. I got it.
What'd you mean?
Locked in. Oh, I'm going to save that as a sound bite.
Oh, wayward. Save lives.
Yeah. Okay. Elon saves lives. You know?
You can say that wayward. Basically get a wayward part in there.
I'll cut that part out.
The thing that I hate about these attacks is, I meant to send y'all a clip, from it was a shooting in my neighborhood. A guy got shot in the arm, in his house. Now, it sounds kind of weird. I have no idea why. I thought it was just like a New Year's shooting thing. But then like...
Talking about where they go out and shoot the bullets up in the air.
Yeah, I thought it was something like that. But apparently somebody, I guess, aimed at his house and shot it. So it sounds personal. And because somebody got hit.
So they don't know if it's personal?
Yeah, they don't. But the details on it was so shady. I'll send you out a clip. You're like, wait, what? Where's the rest of the story?
Yeah.
But long and behold, people was in my our neighborhood group chat was like, how do we stop this from happening? Because this is a prominent black community. Or they didn't say black community, it's a prominent community. I'm like, yeah, we have never had issues before like this. And I'm starting to look at New Orleans, starting to look at the shooting that happened in New York, starting to look at what happened in Vegas. We're only 48 hours into this year, and already we have two mass shootings, one mass shooting already,
yeah.
And then two terrorist attacks, even though they don't want to label the last one. It was a terrorist attack.
Now, are they calling the one in New York a terrorist attack?
No, they say it was a shooting.
I really don't understand the difference.
This is what I'm starting to think. Y'all tell me how y'all feel about this. Terror attacks happen solely on the first thing you get is race. And as soon as I found out the guy was Arab background,
right.
I was like, oh, freak. And the reason I'm being because they don't jump to, oh, he was crazy.
Yeah.
And then my thing is, but everything they describe sounds like he had a mental health issues.
Right.
He was thinking about killing his family first.
Yeah, and he pledged. But the thing that got it across was the ISIS thing. They saying that he pledged himself to ISIS. So that right there.
But if I have mental health issues, wouldn't I do that?
Well, I don't know. I have mental health issues, and I didn't pledge.
You don't have extreme mental health issues like that.
No, nothing like that. But I didn't.
But that's what I'm saying. Like when I hear like y'all remember the guy? Maybe y'all didn't see this on the news. The guy who hijacked the bus in Gwinnett, and remember he had the police on in the
line. Oh yeah.
And what they was doing. The reason we didn't hear a lot about it is because right before then, remember another guy had shot up Peachtree Center by the bank. He was trying to rob the bank, and that guy was there. And they said they did an interview with him, and he said I'm bipolar. I'm not on my meds, and he's having a manic episode in the interview. Everyone can see it. And then when he gets on the bus and he's having his manic episode and the guy pulls a gun, it triggers him to go you know, crazy. And he hijacks the bus, blah, 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 right? That being said, is sometimes I believe that some of these events, not all of them, by the way, are manic-ish in nature. And reasonably saying, if you have evidence for this guy, if you have evidence that he was about to kill his family, but fought and felt like the message would have been high, what message? You know what I mean? So he decided to go on this crazy rampage, killed a lot of innocent people. And, you know, our hearts go out to those people. That's just senseless. Why is it automatically, to your point, Jeremy, considered terrorist attack because of his race or because of the amount of people he killed? That, yeah. And that's why I can't, to your point, is to me, like, the ISIS thing may be the biggest reason, but then why wasn't the Tesla guy had all these fireworks and gasoline and all, you, he was clearly trying to do more damage.
He clearly was trying to make a mobile bomb. And
it's to pick the wrong car.
He was planning on shrapnel to hurt many people.
Yes.
He was.
And killed himself before the bomb went off.
It was still a terrorist attack. I look at it that way because you would still label the Manson family a terrorist group, correct?
Yes.
There you go.
Well, I don't know
if they're crazy too, though.
I don't know if they can say that it's because of the ISIS thing, because they were calling it a terrorist attack before they even had that information.
Yeah.
They showed it.
So, I mean, that's not the reason they're calling it a terrorist attack. It was literally already, I mean, within.
It had to be race.
It was so quick that they were saying it's a terrorist attack.
Well, I guess.
I mean, unless he got out of the car and started screaming about Allah or something, you know, like maybe.
But even then, who's remembering that if he's shooting shots?
Exactly.
He screamed something. And I heard it was fa, 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 fa. That's how quick it had to happen.
Exactly. It's just bizarre.
I mean, I label something a terrorist attack whenever somebody is planning on injuring several people, a group of people, or not just people, but also like when you're going to tear up a monument.
Yeah.
Or something. That to me is a terrorist attack. Anything that's viciously.
So in your definition, of it. And this is me thinking.
Yeah,
I have no idea how they label these things. Okay, if a mass shooting, why is a mass shooting not labeled a terror attack?
I do.
Yeah, I would. I just don't. I don't know the realm of it. Is a terror attack only people who are religious based from another religion other than Christianity?
I don't know.
Because I'm gonna feel. That's why this is one of the narratives I hate. And you know, this is might be the liberal side of me, is the news and the media create stories and narratives around different races based off the lingo and language they use. We are fortunate enough in this country, and I say fortunate, to see it live because we saw a white guy blow up pretty much make the truck a bomb, like you said, a mobile bomb.
A mobile grenade.
And we saw another guy pretty much take his car and make it a death machine. Both to me are terrorist attacks. Only one of them get labeled terror, and they're not even really. Oh, this is crazy, but this one was really, really worse.
Yeah. I thought they had tried at one point to tie them together.
I think I sent.
They were trying to tear. They were trying to put it together because of they both rented the cars from
Toro,
and they were from the military.
They're both military. Yeah,
I saw something that said on. I think I sent it to y'all. Maybe I didn't. Where they said that they both was in the same battalion.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, I don't. And that was on TikTok, so I can't really.
I don't know if that.
Internet.
I don't know if that was the. But I do know they were both in the military, and they both rented electric vehicles from Toro. I don't.
That white truck was an electric vehicle.
Apparently,
it wasn't.
They said they were both EVs.
That's that was not true.
Well, let's look at it this way. Since
that
our
car was not an EV, I watched that video like 8 times. That looks like a regular Tundra truck.
Well, let me ask y'all this question. Since our show does go this way sometimes,
uh-huh.
What if they're linking this one guy to ISIS?
Uh-huh.
And calling it a terrorist attack. What if they're linking it that way? Because now they have a whole new excuse to start a war with ISIS again. This right here, they lined it up.
I'll tell you this.
Said, okay.
I think the only war that would be called with ISIS at this point is going to be a pretty quick one.
Well, yeah.
So that's not. I don't think they're queuing it up for a George W.
No. I'm just saying.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Where is ISIS mainly located?
Afghanistan, I guess.
Okay. What's in Afghanistan that they want?
Oil.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you why I say nay. You ready? It's gonna sound morbid. It's gonna sound crazy. I'm warning y'all before I say it. It's just me and my thoughts. Not enough people died. That's
fair.
That's just they're gonna write this off. The Islam community is gonna take a little hit for it. People are gonna judge them a little differently for a little while, and then what's gonna happen is it's gonna get swept under the rug for the next event.
The next event's gonna be much bigger. They'll say.
Do you think we're in store for anything else over the next couple weeks?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that, but
I've heard a lot of stuff
the next couple months.
Well, I've heard a lot of stuff that this is leading up to the inauguration. Mm. So I'm wondering if it's somehow politically based.
I'm pretty sure I said on this podcast a while ago that I'll be surprised if people don't take more shots at your boy.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't mean that as an FBI or CIA or NSA. I am not saying I would like to do anything. I don't believe in doing anything to anyone because I believe the guy 47 deserves his chance at trying to be a great president.
Hey, we've covered that before. Yeah, but, you know, it's just wondering what's going to happen.
I don't know what is wrong with this nation's and this mentality of this just commit violence now. It just is weird.
COVID.
Man, I just can't.
I blame it all on COVID.
Honestly, I think what's worse
this
is
violent though.
Well, here's the thing is that I think during COVID, people lost their morality. They lost their human connections. And I think when you've lost morality and you've lost human connection, this is what you get. What we are currently experiencing as a nation, we are getting exactly what we ordered. I mean, this is what we ordered by allowing those things to happen.
And that lines up with exactly what I was fixing to say, because I was going to say, I think, honestly, to me, what's more sad and what's worse is it's like I've gotten used to this.
Yeah,
and I think that's bad.
Getting used to like bad stuff happening.
Yeah, and that's what I had said.
It doesn't even faze us.
It's like I've gotten used to it, and you're like, whoa, how do you mean? That's
well, no, I mean the whole
bold statement is you've gotten used to this. I have. Like that's why I said it to you a minute ago. Me personally, I feel like this is just giving them a reason to say, okay, we're fixing to go back to war with ISIS. But it doesn't surprise me at all with what you said after that, because I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is going to be swept under the rug until the next big one comes up. They're going to say, okay, here's our main reason now to go attack Afghanistan and to go to war with Afghanistan again. And this time it's...
So you think they want to go secretly, they want to go to war with Afghanistan?
Look at it this way. And I was going to tell you too, I completely disagree with you now on the you're going to be surprised if poor people don't take shots at Trump. I'm in the complete opposite. My whole thing on that whole topic...
You think they will?
No. My whole thing on the topic's flipped. I do not see Trump getting assassinated now. I do not see, I'm not saying they wouldn't try, maybe, but I don't think you're going to, I don't even think I'm going to see it again.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah, I don't think so now because my whole opinion on the whole thing is now is just kind of flipped. Complete 180.
What?
Did a complete 180. Because now what I'm saying with Afghanistan and ISIS. Just the recent remarks of him, he's taunting Canada too, saying, why don't you just become the other state? Why don't you just become the other state? He's already talked about Greenland. Why don't you just become another state?
Oh, God.
So I told Jeremy the other day, I said, let's all this talk now about conquering everybody. All these jokes and little remarks of, Canada's going to be a part of this. Greenland's going to be a part of this. This whole deal with Afghanistan that I'm sitting here saying they're going to start another war with Afghanistan. You already have all these talks of the World War III going to happen.
So
you are fake news.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to throw that out there.
Okay. I'm going to tell you. So okay, I've learned something. In communication, you all seen this in your life. In communication, you have fools that talk. All right? The Bible talks about fools. Now, while
I love what the Bible says about fools. I just try not to be one.
They kill fools.
You calling me a fool?
Especially, no, not you. I'm just saying 45, 47, this is definitely a fool when he opens his mouth sometimes. He's one of those people that get a mic in front of them and they can't shut up.
I don't think anybody disagrees with you. Even your major MAGA supporters. People, I think, honestly, can sit there and say...
MAB.
No. I'm talking about the MAGA people.
MAB is me.
I'm saying I think they can even be... cooperative and say you're right. He should just sit down and shut up half the time, if not more.
And so this is like, well, like I, because I heard the rhetoric about Greenland and Canada, and that's like, bro, first of all, it doesn't work like that. Even though Greenland trolled them back, it was like, we're for sale, but you better go with that. I'm like, they're not selling.
And see, the Greenland thing was just funny. The Canada thing was just phenomenal.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
it is funny.
But see, this is the part I don't like.
I don't disagree with that. It's funny.
You don't mess with your neighbors because they're too close to you. And if Canada,
they
really,
started it.
Canada's very well. Soft. You were saying a minute ago the generations are soft. That whole country is soft.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. You think countries are soft until they're not. They got hockey. And trust me, most of the Canadian players in hockey, that's the only sport I look at and say, they just straight dumb.
How many?
They don't have teeth.
Hey, let me ask this question. In our lifetime, in our lifetime, how many wars has the United States been in?
Too many to count.
Okay. How many in our lifetime, none. How many wars have you heard of Canada even being in?
They participated in some. They was in Hotel Rwanda helping out with aid.
They're actually in more than I think you would think. Not really? As many as the United States.
They don't start them.
We never hear of it.
No, because first of all, they don't start anything. They just help.
Well, they're the ones that started it with Trump. Because he came out, whatever that guy's name is, can't think of his name, but he came out and said that he was going to cut off electricity to basically New York and I think it was Massachusetts, because part of their electricity comes from the dams right there for the rivers. And so they were saying that if Trump enacted the tariffs on Canada, that they were going to shut off electricity to the parts of the United States that they could. That's the whole reason that Trump came back with...
I'll buy you.
Pretty much.
Which I think is
I'll conquer you.
It's just hilarious. I mean, we all know it's not true.
I mean, okay.
I mean, none of this is going to happen.
This will be the equivalent. And this is what I'm talking about. Okay. You said COVID. I say the inflammatory remarks from your leaders. For instance, I don't believe any of our leaders should be able to talk reckless. You know why? Okay. For instance, watch this. As a supervisor at my job now, when we was talking about shutting down, because it became a thing, and I was like, man, I told Jerry, I was like, he messed with my money, man. That's gonna make me become somebody, right? And I was already thinking about all the illegal things I could do to keep my family afloat, okay?
And some legal,
minimal legal. Legal don't really make you no money. But nevertheless, but yeah, you know, looking at different ways to get streams of income in, right? And one of the things we have a lot of employees. My employees come to me and they talk and he's like, "Hey man, you know what's gonna go on?" They freaking out a little bit.
Yeah,
I done been through this already. I don't care. So I'm like, "Yeah, we'll be all right." If I'm not like that, I had to talk one of my employees. Like he was on the edge. Like I don't know what's gonna happen. And then I'm like, "Bro, relax." If I would have came back and say, "Man, this freaking administration is gonna shut us down. If I start talking reckless, they fear."
Yeah.
Goes through the roof. Okay, think about it. Your kids. You're thinking about your kids. If your kids, you're like, man, I don't know how we're going to do it. And they start seeing fear from you.
Oh, yeah.
It makes them more fearful. So all I'm saying is when you have these countries and you're talking crazy to these countries, granted, it's for us, it's generally entertainment because we're kind of securing our faith. But other people don't believe that. So you get a bomber try to blow up the Trump building in the side tire of it. Or you start to get, I think some people get more racist people get emboldened to say and do crazy things. Or you get terrorists who say, okay, now is our time to attack because we need to make a point to this guy who's coming in that you're not going to just, you know, be whatever. You start to get more a little bit of an edge. Now, I do contribute a little bit to COVID. I think we did lose a lot of morality, right? But I also think it's something going on more spiritual nature because the Bible says you wrestle not against flesh and blood. But it's something else going on with people's psyche to think, hey, like to your point, when you said that we've gotten used to it, the first thing I thought about, I wonder what they're used to in Israel, in Gaza. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, they're getting bombed every week.
Yeah.
Like, imagine getting used to that.
Yeah, that would be terrible. honestly, I mean, even New Year's, 4th of July, you hear all the fireworks going off, and I think to myself, I'm
even
like,
yesterday, Jesus
man,
Christ.
This has got to sound like crazy when you're in a country that's getting bombed, you know, just hearing it outside your house is one thing, but man, knowing that people are probably dying, you know, that are dying or your businesses are getting blown up or whatever it is. Holy smokes. I could not imagine getting used to that.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Can you imagine walking like your house is there, your neighbor's house, your neighborhood looks intact and you wake up the next morning and
you're the last house standing or something.
And you're like, what? I heard it.
Or you go outside, there's just ash everywhere.
Yeah. That's...
And so while I'm very much, I've always tell people I'm very much grateful for America. I know we have, you know, some issues with our police departments and stuff, but I'm you got to be honest with these guys. Like these guys are putting their life on the line and locally, they'll be the first defense. Our National Guards are like our number one defense for our inland. But it's not what it could be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to, I know sometimes I give some of them groups a hard time, but like, man, like, thank you. Because even we was talking about that one video when the guy turns, the police officer, I know what he was doing. I have police friends. They sit there and they watch people in their car do dumb stuff. And he's like, this dude is not, oh, well, he snapped. And he gets out of the car immediately because he can't believe the guy just tried. The police is sitting literally right there.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like the police presence wasn't there. The barriers wasn't there. you can't. So I tell that story about my neighborhood and all that stuff to say you can't prevent violence from happening.
Yeah.
Unless we turn into the Minority Report and Tom Cruise. So, but it's and I'm for that. I got to, you don't like the super surveillance. But okay. Oh, we talk about this. Would you in these moments the super surveillance kind of helps, right?
No.
Oh, Jeremy.
I mean, it's still an invasion.
I don't want it.
It's outside. It's public property.
Trey, let me tell you this, okay? And I will say it until the day I'm dead. And that is, I would rather have never had the stupid Patriot Act come in, because all it did was it introduced surveillance into your life in the name of safety. Everybody's on board because of safety.
Right.
And I get people want to have that little cocoon of safety. That's wonderful. Me, I would like to have a little cocoon of leave me alone.
So for stuff like this, no, watch this. Okay, I'll make a compromise here. I'm not talking about the Patriot Act of phones and all our devices, but in public areas like a Bourbon Street, heavy surveillance.
But that's why they're putting these flock cameras out in the name of public. You're on public roads. You're, yeah.
So you're against it across the board.
Yeah.
I think if
the private business has their security cameras out,
should the government be able to tap into those?
They could request it, and then that should be up to the business as to whether they would disclose it or not.
Might be in on it. Let me just get in.
I'm just saying, like, if that private business wants to give that information over, that's on them. That's why you have to be a, happy consumer on who you have cell phone service with, or don't have an Android phone, or, all these other things, because if you have those things, then they're ready to just turn everything over, which is fine. That's what they're, that's what you're signing up for when you buy these things or subscribe to their services, etc. But I don't think that the government itself should have all that stuff out there.
Okay. Your president or your governor, your president of the United States, or maybe your governor of New Louisiana, or your mayor of New Orleans, how do you stop something like this happening again in your city? Both open it up.
I say you can't.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
I mean, when you're talking about quote unquote a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are willing to kill themselves to kill other people. That's their. If that's what it actually was, that's usually what you deal with a terrorist attack, is they're willing to kill themselves, which goes back to why they wouldn't have called the Vegas one a terrorist attack, because that guy knew he was about to die.
Right.
Like, he was killing himself to kill other people. To me, that's what a terrorist attack is. So my point is that you're not going to stop that. You're not going to stop a terrorist. They're going to kill or hurt somebody because they'll go around whatever they can, whether it's barriers, police, what, I mean, they'll go around it all. And if they don't, they're going to kill at least somebody.
But see, here's my pushback, is you can stop terrorists if you're able to intercept their communication via the Patriot Act.
But they already can, and did they stop it?
I don't think they. I'm going to be honest. Hold on. Good point you made, but bad point at the same time. I don't believe the guy was like I don't really believe he was in ISIS. Here we go.
That's like us. That's like me saying I'm an astronaut.
Okay, you can put on a suit and then you jump out your car and
mean I went to NASA.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He's been realized. How? Did he meet with somebody? Did he just want to watch some online videos? I can watch all the online videos I want of Martha Stewart cooking. I'm never going to cook like Martha Stewart. You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make me her. Doesn't make me any. I can watch so many. Like, I watch a lot of videos on Black history. I don't remember it all. I just want to be a little bit more informed than I am, right? And don't make me a part. You can watch all the videos you want on Crips and Bloods. Y'all two are not set tripping up in here.
Even if you said that you were a part of the Black Panther Party, does it mean you really are?
Doesn't.
But what I'm saying is that
you are. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
To my own point is that you can have all that stuff in place, which they do. It didn't stop anything. Yeah. And
it won't stop everything, but it'll stop the real players.
I don't know. I mean, killing 30-something people with a car is pretty powerful.
Yeah.
That's a real player.
They did that in Charlotte. Well, they didn't kill that many people in Charlottesville, but they did. You can't. The cars, to me, are the easiest weapons because you can't stop a car from like for instance, we was walking in your neighborhood now and somebody said, you know what, I just want to hit them three guys. There's nothing we can do besides go to dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dodge. That's all we can do. You know what I mean?
Question.
Yeah.
I got a question. So in their, let's just say this. Well, they're not going to say their opinion, but it kind of really it is. Their opinion, it was a terrorist attack. They targeted a bunch of people, and it's a terrorist attack. Okay, could you not call what happened in North Carolina and Tennessee with the hurricane a terrorist attack? Because in my opinion...
You're talking about with them maybe making the storms?
Yeah.
I mean, if you could prove that that's what actually happened, well, then I would say...
You have no evidence. Proving,
well, that's what I'm saying.
You have no evidence.
It's opinion-based. That you have no evidence other than you saying that...
That's... What's this? And this is why one of the situations is labeled a terrorist attack, and then one is not. But we have... They look the same to me. 11 yeah. people died, yes. But they both were huge events.
Yeah.
And then you said the one in New York is being called just a mass shooting. That's a mass terrorist attack.
People came outside the bar or club it was, and then somebody just started spraying them.
Yeah.
That is a, to me,
that's a
terrorist attack. I used to think, this is probably a morbid thought, is this is when Black Friday and all these holidays, when all these people were gathering them all. I said, it's nobody can stop anybody from doing anything in this place.
Yeah.
Unless you become a hero, and then even then, you're probably the first one shot.
Oh, definitely.
You see what I'm saying? Like, to your point, I get what you're saying is over surveillance doesn't stop anything. I think it's a show that I watch on Netflix. They do a documentary. Y'all like it. I'm gonna send it to y'all. And they talk about spies and all, how they stop all these terrorist events and how they just listen to the chatter, bro. And this is why I said the guy probably wasn't a big player, because the big players, they stopped. These people were literally sending bombs via UPS, and they was remaking the HP printers and putting bombs in them.
Yeah.
And they was sending them, waiting for them. They was trying to wait till they get to airports. Like, because, you know, the UPS, and they landed at similar airports as us, just on the other side, and trying to blow them up. They was sending them on regular planes and trying to blow them up while people was on the plane. Like, they found that they was able to fly to, some of this stuff is just pure luck, by the way. Thank Jesus for some of this stuff. But they was, you know, they intercepting these bigger events.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't be a big player anyway. He's basically a kamikaze.
That's what, and I think he, I don't even... I just really
if he is
it.
One.
If he is, thank you.
But,
thank you.
But answer the question I had, though.
No, the government's not going to say itself is a terrorist.
Well, of course not. I'm not saying the government's going to say they are a terrorist.
Would you say they're a terrorist event?
Look at it. In my opinion, if based off of what I personally believe happened, if what I believe is true, then yes, I would categorize that as, man.
I mean, if that was somehow
smart, that is a very smart terrorist attack on your own people.
Absolutely.
True. I agree.
I mean, I don't think anybody should disagree.
I'm not saying that it is.
We would say 9/11 is, too. Remember, we would agree that 9/11 is a terrorist attack on some people.
Yeah.
Well, 9/11 is a terrorist attack either way.
Slice it. Exactly. It was covered up. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, to your point, watch this. It gets to the reason why we're even sitting in this room talking about this stuff is we don't trust or believe anything.
Yeah.
Because then.
Which goes back to what I said earlier. It's pretty sad that we've gotten used to this.
I don't think I would ever allow myself to get used to people dying the way they did. Oh. You know, even when I do research on this, is why I tell people this. I encourage y'all to do the same. Don't live in your bubble.
No, definitely not.
Read and study what other cultures are going through just for the sake of entertainment. When I say entertainment, is not the entertainment that we game and fun, but like entertainment of, I need to learn as much as I can to keep my mind fresh and going, to entertain myself with the knowledge and struggles of other people so that I can do something. Not the entertainment of, oh, I want to be enjoyed. Yeah, enjoy studying these other people's struggles so you can figure out how to make this world better.
Yeah.
And I think as Americans, but then as people, we just don't want to do that. I don't want to see, I will never forget, maybe y'all parents did this. Y'all grew up in the South. Y'all got some culture to y'all. You didn't want to eat your food. Your parents ever say, it's kids in Africa or kids in China. They would love this food. And it used to make me eat because I'm like, maybe it is a kid over there just hungry. And then we would see the little infomercials and kid got a fly on his dead eyeball and won't move it.
We didn't even talk about In the Arms of the Angel.
That came on the day.
What's that?
You know, when they used to show the little starving kids and they would play that
commercial,
In the Arms of the Angel, you know.
Then they changed it to animals, though. Dogs.
Yeah.
The sad music, that's what it's called, In Arms of the Angel.
Dogs and cold cats.
You don't know, you know, what is that? Sarah McLachlan. Yeah.
What I mean by I gotten used to it, though, is not people dying the way that they are. What I'm used to is how corrupt and just how this country treats its own people. And not just this country, but the world in general.
Yeah.
How the world controls the people that way. I've gotten used to it.
Yeah.
So for the original thing of, do we think this is going to continue like this, this trend is what I'm going to call it, because that was what, three different things happening over 2 days or 3 days?
2 days.
2 days. Okay.
Yeah. I think you will see it continue. I think you're going to see it slow down a little bit, and then you're going to see it pick back up again over the next couple months. That's what I think.
So you're putting a 3 month timeline on just senseless weirdness?
3 or 4. Yeah.
What about you, Trey?
I think it'll be all, I think it'll be the next, at least minimal next 4 years.
Wow.
And the reason I'm included in this.
Well, that's broad, next 4 years.
No, I think
that's not broad at all.
I'm saying good old Donnie's rhetoric and how he is. No, I don't. I personally don't think that's a say miraculously the economy begins to turn around and people are just flush for money. I don't think that matters anymore to people. To Jeremy's point, I just think they got a morality issue.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think the more money you have, the more guns people buy, the more violent they become, because the money doesn't do anything but corrupt people's ideas. And I just don't think, I'm looking right now, right? Poor little old Biden's out. We know this. And this stuff happened under his watch. Like boom, 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 boom. What do you get a person who's more active, who's not scared to just talk crazy? What do you get? And then not to mention, I can deal with Donnie. Mr. E over here, equally as crazy, saying crazy stuff on Twitter, starting stuff like, I almost shut the government down because he's Twitter. Oh, I wouldn't do that. No one cares what you would do. You beep, 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 beep.
My deal with Elon is, and this isn't me saying that I don't like Elon, and this isn't me saying I like Elon. I don't really care.
You like Elon.
I'm not really on the fence either way.
I like Elon. I'll say it.
You're weird, Jerry.
I don't dislike him, and I don't like him. But I will say there's something about him that doesn't feel right with me.
It's his face.
It just doesn't. There's something about him that comes off as, I just get a weird feeling.
I'm glad you do, too.
You're sitting too close to Trey.
No!
I get a weird feeling.
See, Jeremy needs to stop being... Okay, Jeremy.
I get a weird feeling from Elon. It's the energy thing. I get a bad energy.
Thank you.
A little weird, bad energy.
And you know, he's the energy guy.
And I don't know what it is just yet, but that's one of the reasons I feel like that. I said I got a complete 180 on this thing now with, and I was like, not saying there won't be a couple people that might try, but they ain't gonna get very far. My opinion on take on that, they're not gonna get very far trying to take out.
I need you to do something for me. I need you to go to a Tesla dealership. I need you to do your gift on the Cybertruck and tell me what you get. Then that thing, and then now you.
But I will say this: my feeling on Elon and the weird, strange vibe I get—it's coming off. I don't like how close he is to Trump right now.
That's fair.
I feel like it's going to be, it's either he has already, or he's going to influence him in not so good way.
I just don't like the rhetoric of the team. He's put himself in. To me, because even with some stuff Vivek said, it's foolish to me. Americans don't work hard. Do you work hard?
Feel like I do.
You work hard?
Yeah.
You got three people in this room who, like, if our company asks us to stay late, we're staying late. We're going to do what we need to do. You know why? We got effing families.
Yeah.
So you can't, so don't tell me Americans don't, and I've been working at home, like, since COVID. And I feel like I work more now because I don't have to deal with traffic. I normally tell you times I get up, especially when it's on a hot season, I may be on my computer from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30, 7:30, 8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Without, like, mostly water breaks or just I got to look outside for a hot second because I forgot that I was here for 4 or 8 hours. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So don't tell me that Americans are not working hard. No, the Americans you may be around or not, but you haven't worked really for real. You've been in politics. You haven't been working. That's the stuff I don't like. This. I like Jeremy. Yeah, I do see the morality thing, but I still have a belief in that Americans are just the reason why Americans have gotten a little bit COVID. They've been beat down too much. The American dream feel lucid. It doesn't feel like it's real. It doesn't feel like you can obtain it.
It's not obtainable anymore.
So and you feel it, right?
Yeah.
And then you start telling people you can't. We're not going to pay you a livable wage. What are you creating? You're creating a ghetto.
Yeah.
Where people now are not thriving, they're trying to survive. So now people feel more wayward. So you get more violent attacks. You get more, I'm going to bomb this because I don't care anymore.
Right.
Or ISIS, so now I'm online, whatever place you get ISIS videos from, and you say, I'm just going to radicalize. People say you get them from YouTube. I have a totally different YouTube. This is my thing. You know what I mean? Like, I probably wouldn't even type that word.
I would not either.
You know what I mean? But you see this, think about it like this. There are certain communities, like my community that I live in now, is when there's not enough opportunities, people take opportunities. Mm. That's it. That's the ghetto.
Yeah.
Is I can't, I want to, like, and most people that I've grew up around, they didn't want to sell drugs. They didn't want to do that. They just felt like that was their opportunity to make some money. Legal or not legal, when you talk about surviving, people start to make real irrational decisions. Good folks like ourselves, we can guarantee we'll be able to see some people. If the economy continues to go the direction it's in, which I don't, if you do the tariff thing, it's not going to help us. Donnie already said he can't do nothing with the groceries. So we already had this thing where a family like your size, your size, going to be spending more, but your pay doesn't go up. What happens? You're going to start making some tough choices to survive. Well, y'all are fortunate enough and blessed enough to have enough funds where you can make some choices and adjust, but that's not everybody's story.
Right.
So then what happens to those people? The poor gets poor. We get a bigger percentage of poor people. What happens now? You get more violence. You get more crime.
More theft, more everything.
Yeah, because now instead of me paying for the steak...
But what happens whenever you get? But what happens when you get more crime and you get more violence?
You get more police presence.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. And what are these people? Are these people going to free prisons? No, they're going to pay prisons.
Well, just think, we just had the door opened up in the prison last week, so we're in good shape now.
There you go. What happened?
Oh, yeah, you had to go back
to our
and listen.
Episode? Did you?
Yeah, Oh, yes. Oh, I heard a little bit of that. Yeah. I turned out to be listening, and then somebody calls me. They did open the door?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think the last, what is today? January?
He's going to close it back?
January the 3rd.
Oh, there's still three more days. Yeah.
Still three
What's
more
supposed
days?
To happen?
One more
days?
Door?
They're going to be opening up the five doors, the five holy doors. This is the first time ever they've opened up all five. Generally, they've opened up.
Why are they doing this again?
They call it the Jubilee. This is
every 25 years.
Basically, they're opening up five portals. They call it the five holy doors. Symbolically, they spiritually open up these portals, these doors, but they're physically opening up a door, a physical door as well. Then they physically close it permanently. But this is where I said, here's where.
And they brick it over.
And they brick it over, brick it closed, and they bury the key to the door in a metal box in the ground. That's why I said, if you're doing this on such a holy and great thing behind it, why are you doing that? Why are you burying a key? What are you keeping from coming out of this portal?
What if it's like angry? What is this, like Michael Angel?
But I said, the fifth and final portal.
Pissed off, Angel.
The fifth and final portal.
I'm levitating in.
I've been trying to get to God for thousands of years, you...
The fifth and final door is being opened in a prison, a currently active prison. Therefore, you physically cannot close that door. It's always going to be physically open. If you physically close the other four doors and they're all connected, they're all going to funnel out to that one door.
So what do you think will happen in that business?
What I think, what?
What's going to happen when it happens?
Well, I told him, I said, I wonder if we could get a map and let's connect all these locations together. Because apparently they believe in a holy circle as well. If they believe in a holy circle and you have the five holy doors and they all connect, what connects into that holy circle?
How cool would it be like it connects to CERN?
No, it connects. What's inside of a pentagram? A
star.
How many points is on that star?
Five.
There you go. You got five holy doors inside a holy circle.
Inside of CERN.
They connect.
That's make it crazier. Why not? Let's go with it.
Could be. CERN already. That's what they try to do. They try to open portals.
So, oh, man.
Right. Anyway, I just went down that whole big rabbit hole there.
That's all good.
We needed it.
So we got kind of that covered a little bit.
Okay.
I was hoping to see, what are you guys looking forward to this year since this is our first episode of the new year?
What I would realistically like to see?
Well.
MAB. MAB. I would love to see MAB.
You can't take Trey's answer. He literally hadn't had a chance to go yet. You know, you just take his answer. No, I mean, for the country, let's start with the country. You want to see MAB?
Sure, I'd love to see MAB.
Okay, anything realistic?
I would like to see things go back to somewhat normal, what people call normal. I'd like to see more people get along, more people accepting each other. I'd like to see groceries stabilize, gas stabilize. I'd love to see all of that happen.
Yeah, what about you, Trey?
I want to walk on water.
Yeah.
I'm talking about for the country, Trey, not personally.
Oh, he told me realistic, Trey.
Well, first of all, have faith there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
child. Okay. All right.
Call me child.
Yeah, that's what Jesus would say, so.
Are you Jesus?
I have to be if I want to walk on water.
Okay, there you go.
I said that's so country, too. Water.
Water.
Oh, man, Jesus. No, seriously, for the country, You know, I would love to see a hard reset at this point. Oh. I think
that sounds amazing.
And I don't mean like, geez, you know, death and destruction.
No, not death and destruction.
But like, I would love to see sensible people into the White House.
Now who's taking other people's stuff?
Sounds phenomenal.
I would love to see Congress reset. I think it needs sensible people. I think our baboons have gotten a little bit
spanking each other too much. That's
right. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of spanking going
just
on.
Like closing, a muck. I don't know.
And open doors. Importantly, with the Matt Gaetz report.
Hey.
But I think we need to get more real. Ideally, is we got to get people who just left the working class or just in the middle of working class to be in Congress, who are not out of touch with the day to day of what it means to be an American citizen in America.
Yeah. They ought to just treat that position like jury duty. You get your job back in 4 years when you come back.
That would be amazing. I would do it then.
I'm on a 4 year jury duty because I got Congress duty. So
because you'll see real change in this.
Oh,
country.
Absolutely.
I think the Supreme Court as well needs to get some adjustments. I think America needs to rethink how we govern ourselves, and that's just a pipe dream. But I just don't see us heading in the direction that's going to be beneficial for, when I say all people, I mean literally all people. And I know my grief will always be for the top 1%. They control a lot of things. Respect for them from grinding so hard to get to where they are, but you can't everybody else because you just want to keep your money and keep your kids in private school and keep our opportunities with you.
Yeah.
Especially when I was sharing with somebody, y'all gonna like how I do this. Y'all gonna love this, by the way. Y'all ready for this? I was talking to somebody, I was talking to Jerry about this as well. I don't think Elon is the smartest person in the universe. I think he's just a very lucky and privileged person. And when you have a little bit of luck, a little bit of privilege, and you're able to buy your way through companies and you know, you do have a little bit of ideas, but I think everybody in this room can do that. Oh, if everybody in this room could do it. Well, Jeremy didn't get the same luck. That's what it is.
I've always been down on my luck.
No, it's some people, Jerry, why are you playing? It's some people, boy, you look at their life like, I have no idea how you're still standing.
I've seen those people. I'm like,
and they're smiling as happy as all get out. You're like, you should be dead. But I just think that's what America, for me, it would be this year. I want to see in the first real year of Trump's return to office, I want to see Ace, he's going to hold up to some of his promises. I want to see what he's going to do to improve the stability of America emotionally, mentally, and hopefully financially. I'm hoping for the best.
I will say the biggest thing that I want to see happen is I want to see them fix the healthiness of the food. I would love to see that happen. I really would love for them to fix health care. I'd love for that to happen. Those are the two biggest things.
You wouldn't need it if we ate better.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Watch this.
It would go down a lot.
It would go down a lot.
That's true.
But you can't, they do work hand in hand. And like, so watch this. Are y'all okay with healthier foods if we pay more? Because then that affects the grocery cost.
Yes.
Because, to take out this red 40 dye, it's going to cost us $1 trillion, so we're going to have to pass that to consumer.
We already talked about that, Trey. They're just going to call it Red 39.
Yeah.
So they're going to change the name of it.
I want the same thing. I want the same thing Europe has.
Yeah. Or they start adding something in there. It's called like dioxytriglucosidose.
There you go. They kill us as it kills your liver immediately.
Right.
It's preservative.
Right.
I think for... You guys kind of took the words out of my mouth on a couple of these things, but if I had a vision for 2025 for the country, is kind of like more of a less feelings, more facts.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that. You know, I think we as a society have gotten too much feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's great to have your feelings, but you can't run your entire life off of your feelings. You
right.
can't, every response you have can't be out of feelings. Some of it has to be out of fact. You know, and I think as a society, we've gotten used to not having facts. You know, just one of the things that really annoyed me was this in 24, 4th of July was on a Wednesday. Okay. And I had so many people going, we're not going to be open on Monday or Tuesday. I'm like, why? Well, it's a long weekend. What? No, it's Saturday, Sunday. You work Monday, Tuesday. You're off Wednesday. Go America. You're back to work on Thursday and Friday. Like, what are you talking about?
That's
long weekend.
We did.
I'm like, that's what I did too. I was so confused. But to me, that's just what's happened to our society. Is like, what? Why is this a long weekend? Like, we've never done this before. I have been working for 24 years, 25 years, and I have never ever seen where people are like, oh gosh, the holiday falls in the middle of the week. We got to extend it to whatever. It's like, no, you go to work, you come back. You know, just it was so bizarre to me, but. To me, it kind of spoke volumes a little bit on where we're at on some level. a lot of people are. It's like, let's just bring it back a little bit.
Well, here's the issue we have with your facts is because we live in a post-modernity society, everybody can have their truth now. There are no facts.
I love that term, my truth. Let me...
You can't tell me I'm wrong when my facts say this is what it like. Our standard used to be, and this is why one of my biggest issues right now, and I'll probably give y'all a little bit more of this off mic, is you can't historically whitewash history. If it's bad, it's bad. Deal with the bad of it. But when people try to change things, now you start to say this is what I believe, and the reason it sounds like feelings. Because a lot of people's feelings are draped in facts, not concretely, because they're hearing it from Instagram and social media. But you have one group, and I think I sent y'all the video, you have one group saying that, you know, people who are like me are unintelligent, and another group saying, that's not true. These are the facts behind that. And both of these groups are arguing with each other, and now the people in the middle got to decide, to your point, which one is the facts.
Yep.
And you're like, well, this has been debunked several times, but if you want to keep going there, we can. That's the issue now. We have too much access to information. When back in the day, if we both wanted to know the truth, we would go to the library, read the same book, come up with the same conclusion.
I tell you what, my kids came home and started saying that my truth thing. I said, no, 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 no. I said, go ahead and throw that phrase away.
Where did they get that from, school?
Yes. And I said, there is not your truth. There is the truth.
Preach.
And that's what I want, is the truth. I said, everybody has a side to a story. One of those sides is the truth. The truth. And that's what I want. I don't want your truth. I don't want his truth. I want the truth. And it took a couple times because I guess they use that term a lot amongst themselves or in school or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if it was from a teacher's or peers or what, but
peers.
I was like,
I'm speaking my truth.
I said, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear the truth. I don't, you know, that's, I hate that. It's such a hot button. Just like, I don't have to hear it anymore.
Dang it. We did too go on the moon. I watched it from my table on the TV.
Your truth.
More. Yeah. Your truth. My truth is we, but that covers kind of where I'm at for the country. I just want to see just the people themselves, like us as a society, just kind of rise up a little bit, raise the bar for ourselves. Cause it's, there is no bar anymore.
Yeah. It might not be a bar for a very long
time. There's no bar. There's just no bar. But so how about what you see for yourself in 25? Do you have any, I hate using the term resolution. I try to use a goal, something you're trying to accomplish this year.
Me?
Anybody.
I've been procrastinating on all my podcasts, so I got to actually start a solo podcast.
Told you I'd come help you.
You did. So I got to just get you to the crib, have some pizza, bring the kids, they can play with my dogs.
Keep your kids away from my kids, though. You can only play with the dog.
Well, hey, I know your kids. Oh, they don't want to play with a 3-year-old. So that's why.
Oh my gosh, my kids love playing with 3-year-olds.
Oh man, so well they can play with Annalie. She will give them the business. By the way, she is definitely. Oh, let me show you my room. Let me show you this. And this is how you play with my toys. Like, golly,
at least she's willing to share.
No. You don't understand. If you have, she gives you the toy, you must play with it in the manner in which she wants you to play with.
Still sharing on some level. So.
If you say so. It drives me crazy. But no, I think the thing, personally, just get the podcast going just to educate folks. I got two I want to start, which is one is the political one. And then the other one is the morning inspiration of getting, you know, like reading the Bible with people and explaining it. Kind of what I do on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
But just kind of, I'm really seeing the dumbness does not just stop with political.
Ain't that the truth? How about you, Dustin? What do you got?
So 2025 for me is going to really just me diving headfirst more spiritually into my newfound faith. So to speak, you know, I've been open to you guys too about certain gifts that I feel like I've been given, and I don't want to take for granted these gifts and me talking to God and me having these conversations with the spirits and stuff like that. And so I'll be starting a new podcast with, with my cousin that's been on here before. I'm going to be calling it the Forgotten Realms.
Nice.
So we're going to be talking about that. It's going to be very, very spiritual, talking about different spirits, how we communicate with the spirits and communicate with God, things on that nature, meditation, stuff like that. But yeah, that's my goal for 2025 is really dive more into my spirituality and get more connected with God.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool. I think that for me, I sat around with my kids on New Year's Eve and I'd asked them the same questions. Like, what are your goals? What are you, we talked about the great things from 24. We talked about the terrible things from 24. So that was cool to listen to some of their aspirations, for the new year and their some regrets, some hopeful things, some exciting things, all of that. That was really fun. And for me, it's more like I want to see this year for me as a year of refinement is kind of where I was at. I feel like we're in a good spot as a family, but we just need some refinement.
Yeah.
like everything's going, as steady as it can go. Just need some refinement. So that's what we're going to be working on, whether it's just health, mental, all of it, just refinement, making sure we're all in a good spot with Jesus, that we're in a good spot with ourselves, yeah, each other, and just kind of just bringing it to the next level. Bringing the kids home last year was definitely an adjustment for us. And, we're in a good spot. So I just want to kind of take it up a notch and see where we can go.
Right.
If that makes sense. And, trying to look up. It's been an interesting couple of years. So for us, we're just kind of looking up and just hoping for the best.
For sure.
Yeah. So what about for the show? This show that y'all are going to spawn off your own. Yes. Which if you have me on, I'll be on.
Absolutely.
For sure.
If I need to get on there and troll you guys on stuff, I'm happy to help.
I'm going to get you I Hate Elon shirt. Oh,
we got to get you some Elon gear, bud.
Yeah, give me some. I'm going
to
burn
it. You know how I feel about it. Yeah.
We'll throw that Tesla logo right next to his electric truck,
I think our show is going to continue just going upward, yeah. Honestly. I think we got a lot that's going to come about this year. I mean, we may obviously retouch on some things that we've already talked about here and there, but I think 2025 is going to be wild.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild, man.
It'd be something to talk about.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think the same. I think just consistency is with key with podcasts like this. And like I said, I got a friend who listens pretty regularly, and that's pretty cool. And so shout out to Dean. Just getting people to really dive into what we're doing and what we're talking about, creating a space that's safe. What I like about the show the most is we always don't agree.
Yeah.
But when we get off this thing, it's like the conversation stays there. We just shooting the breeze. I think Dee did actually. She's like, what are y'all doing all the time? I'm not talking the whole thing. Episodes are only an hour. Like, Dee, sometimes we're just talking after we're shooting the breeze. Somebody asked. And so, like, if I feel like we're shooting the breeze, I'll come home. Sorry. You know what I mean? But I think we're providing a space and a time that's needed where people can disagree and it's not personal.
Yeah.
It's not like attacking you, because at the end of the day, I want to see y'all win. It's like, watch this. Even if I did say I just didn't know y'all, right? I think our show shows people, as Americans, you should be asking questions on stuff you just don't understand. And it's okay not to understand it, but you should investigate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell people all the time, and I honestly, truly believe it, in order for you to get to a point to where you're more awakened or enlightened or anything like that, you have to question everything.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to question everything. I mean, just because you question everything doesn't mean you don't believe certain things.
Right.
Well, that goes back to what I was saying earlier. You're in a world now where if you question something, you either don't agree with it or you're just a terrible person.
Yeah.
Right. So it's question like we're causing that kind of society, though, where it's you're guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
And as soon as you open your mouth with a question, well, you don't agree with that and you're wrong for that.
Here's what I tell people. Question everything. Yes, that also includes your own belief, because question is what you believe because you were designed and programmed to believe what you believe, or do you believe what you believe because you've studied it and you truly believe it to be true?
Yeah. Well, one of the things I'm excited about is, if all goes well, next week you'll be listening to us with our new potential friend, Flat Earth Dave.
Flat Earth Dave.
Gonna come on, talk about some.
That's Thursday, right?
Flat Earth.
Yep, yep. A special episode.
Some Flat Earth and Antarctica.
Well, we're recording Thursday.
So, okay. Yeah. I thought you would like do a hot release on Thursday.
I'm not that quick. I don't know how it's gonna go. We'll see. You know, we've never introduced a Zoom into this into this studio, so we're gonna try it out.
You want to do a test? We should do a test.
We tested it earlier.
Oh, how did it go?
Yeah, it went well.
Yeah.
We tested with Google Meet because I don't have a Zoom.
I have a Zoom.
Oh, do you? Maybe we'll test again with Zoom. But Google Meet worked phenomenal.
Okay,
so it was good. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah,
you know, kind of on the lines with what Dustin's saying. You know, you research and you, hey, just talk. You know, I don't. I mean, I've never said that I believe the earth is flat, and I've never said I believe it's round.
Right.
I believe I have a giant question mark as to what it really is.
I'm going to be, I'm very intrigued to hear him explain to me why it's flat, but also his takes on Antarctica, because I think have so many question marks around Antarctica.
Yeah, when I talked to him, I said that was one of the other things that I wanted to talk to him about, although he's Flat Earth Dave. I like to call him Antarctica Dave a little bit, because he has got some wild theories about Antarctica.
Yeah.
And when he lays down the facts about it, you're like, oh, well, that's interesting.
I'm very interested in Antarctica. I did a little bit of, studied up on Antarctica a little bit here recently, and I was like, really? Wow. Gosh, that's crazy.
So do you guys believe the Earth is round officially, and then there's no way it's flat, either one of you?
Until he gives me his take and explains to me why it's flat.
But I'm saying going into this, are you round, flat, or could be either?
Not right now, I'm round.
You're
That's
round.
What I'm saying.
Team
right now,
round.
I'm round until he convinces me otherwise.
I don't know what I am.
What?
I see evidence for both.
Right. So your team, it could be either, right?
I'm team dome.
Team dome.
Dome.
Which would still be flat, right?
Flat on one side
and dome round on the other side. Team dome is a flat earth theory. It's more leaning towards that, but I believe we live in a dome.
Okay. I didn't have that on the A, B, or C, but we'll
that's why I said I don't know what you call it. Is that round?
I guess
you can.
Yep.
Again, I consider myself. I have no idea because I don't believe it's round. I don't believe it's flat. I don't believe it's a dome. I don't know. I'll take anything at this point. So I would really wish that team as well.
I really wish Jeff Bezos or y'all. I'm not getting on his spaceship, but y'all can get on one of Elon Musk's spaceships and then. And they can just fly us out of space so I can see from
myself. If he offered it for free, would you go?
No.
Really?
What if he paid you $500 million?
To do what?
To get on his spaceship.
No.
To who?
What? You wouldn't do it for $500 million?
It doesn't. Yeah. If he paid me $500, he's going to blow me up. When I get up there.
Okay, but your family gets that money.
I don't. This is selfish. It's like if I have an opportunity to get money, I want to spend it. I don't want to die for my family to get money.
You don't want
to
be a martyr?
I won't be a martyr.
Don't you have life insurance?
That's different.
It's the same thing.
It's not.
Only a lot more and a lot quicker.
And I'm gonna be honest.
You ain't leaving your family $500 million with your life insurance. I'm telling you that.
I'm not even that healthy to do that. I don't trust him. So if I said y'all can fly on Elon's, I can fly on Jeff's.
So you trust Jeff Bezos, but you don't trust Elon. That's right.
Yes.
Wow.
Jeff actually divorced his wife and got with a chick. Immediately that I kind of figured, and he gave his wife a handsome sum, and he didn't
give it to her.
Didn't he cheat on her?
Yeah, what's he married to?
Well, I'm just saying though, he didn't just leave her and start
dating
this other
chick. Cheat on one, you should cheat on the one.
I know. I'm just saying he didn't. Well, you made it sound like he divorced his wife and then just married this other girl that he met right after. No,
he did though.
He cheated on her, and then
that's a strong word. That's such a strong word. I would like to say he weighed his options. Pounds. And I think it's some stuff that I don't like how he treated Amazon employees, but I trust him over Elon.
Wow. I am shocked.
I mean,
what about Meta guy or Facebook guy? What's that guy's name? The little alien looking dude? Yeah, Zuckerberg. Would you trust him, Trey?
Oh, Elon?
Yeah.
I think he's a snake. Yeah.
I'd say he's.
I would trust him less. Oh my gosh. I'd put Elon and Jeff on the same level.
Ew.
And Zuckerberg is definitely below.
Why?
Yeah, I put Elon and Jeff on the same level, and Mark Zuckerberg is like their little underhandy man.
Why you don't like Mark Zuckerberg? Why you don't like Marky Mark?
He's a
He's just Weasley. A worm. I don't know.
He is Weasley. I can see. He gives you. Okay. I don't know him for sure to call him that, right? But he does give you those vibes.
Yeah, he gives you those vibes.
I mean, when you put him next to the, what was that, MySpace guy, Tom?
Yeah, Tom.
Tom. See, I loved having Tom as a friend on MySpace. He felt like a friend.
I wonder whatever happened to him.
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. If you put Zuckerberg as one of my friends, I'm going to block him. I don't know. It's just weird. That guy's just weird.
That's
it. I know. I want. We should throw this out there and say, hey, one of the former team members of Mark Zuckerberg that helped start his stuff, you have any dirt on him? Come on, let's go and just talk about it.
I bet he's already been paid off.
They probably can't say anything about him.
No, he's probably NDA.
Yep.
Oh, you know they got secrets, so.
Them NDAs cover everything.
Yeah, there goes all your money.
Right.
And probably a nice lawsuit too.
Right. Yeah. And take all the any remaining money that you do have.
Yeah, that's true. But thanks everybody for listening today. This is our first episode of the new year.
Yay! Yay.
It's been an interesting episode. It's good to have Trey back.
Keep coming back.
You need to pray for my health. I just got nasally right now.
Oh, come on.
Need to give him some coffee.
Oh, I'll take some coffee.
But God willing, we're going to have Flat Earth Dave next week. I know it's going to be fun. It's going to be a ride.
Blast.
So
a bit blast. Yeah, make sure you guys tune in.
If for some reason you don't hear it, you'll hear an apology letter of some sort because something went wrong.
Yeah.
But all systems are go at this time, so we'll see what happens. And thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope you have a great week.
Remember, the truth out there is free between the lines.
Yeah.